Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I want to take a quick call because there's a big article in today's Irish Independent. It makes for tough reading. Female gambling addiction is on the rise, with many women opting for easily accessible online casinos. Now, Michael Guerin is a senior addiction therapist at Cuan Uira. He's on the line now, and we spoke to Michael before. Michael, how's it going?
Good morning, Jen. Good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you again. Now, female gambling is on the rise. Have you noticed an increase of women seeking treatment?
Yes, Jen, overarchingly, we've seen an increase of almost double in the past 3 to 4 years in gambling presentations across the board. It's less marked in women in terms of numbers, but there is nonetheless a discernible increase in the number of people who are citing gambling as a primary problem or as a problem in association with a substance misuse issue amongst women.
Okay. Now, women are statistically less likely to seek help. What's going on there? Do you have any idea why that is?
Well, I suppose there is a big shame and stigma around the gambling problem. And this, I suppose the hallmark of gambling addiction over any other is secrecy. So we find that people that present to us with gambling problems, both men and women, have tried to keep it secret for as long as they possibly can. And the consequences are quite severe. So it's a very worrying addiction in that sense relative to others.
It's very worrying because by the time they get to you, I suppose, a lot of damage and debt has been done. But can I ask you, why do you think there's a surge in female gamblers in the last 3 years?
Well, I think there's a number of factors. The pandemic might be one. And the other factor that is relevant is that gambling has very much moved away from being traditionally circled around sports, and it's now a very technological phenomenon. So I think that makes it more amenable to women, in that women tend to gamble more on casino games and bingo games and that online more so than sporting events. And these are being purveyed all over the place every day now.
And how do they differ to men when it comes to gambling, I suppose?
Well, they tend not to be as interested in the action gambling that men go for.
The sports
and that type of thing. And probably they interpret or see these fixed odd games online as being less harmful. When in actual fact, people can become very obsessive about these things and do huge harm as a consequence.
Yeah, speaking of the consequences and just reflecting on some of the people you may have come across, not mentioning anybody in particular, but can you just go through some of the consequences of gambling?
I mean, we have seen a woman who has lost €750,000 to problematic gambling, and that's just one that comes to my mind.
Wow.
And caused huge other problems. Aside at all from the grave financial burden, there were other, you know, problems with families and so on and so forth. So the consequences of problematic gambling, Jen, are equally as bad, if not worse, than any other addiction that one might come across. And it tends to be far more destructive in that it has gone far further before the client will reach out for help than, say, they would with an alcohol or drug problem.
You talked about stigma there. Would you say it's more difficult for families who have someone in the family with a gambling problem? Because a lot of the times people don't see it as a psychological problem and just think, oh, it's just like they can stop when they want. It's not like a substance abuse.
Yes, people can see it very often in that manner, in that they see it as being less serious than a substance misuse issue because there isn't a physical substance being taken. But when gambling grabs hold of somebody, or indeed, for that matter, any behavioural addiction grabs hold of somebody, it can indeed be harder to manage and deal with and to get somebody free of that addiction than it might be in the case of a simple chemical dependence issue.
The first step is seeking help, isn't that right? I mean, do you find it's normally the gambler themselves that come to you guys, or it's family members?
Well, sometimes a family member will come to us and express concern about their loved one's behaviour. But very often people will come to us as well. But normally they have kept it secret for so long at that stage that the consequences that we're dealing with are absolutely dire.
Is there any signs people should look out for? I mean, because gamblers, they can become masters at hiding their addiction. But what should people look out for?
People should look out for changes in behaviour from what people would consider normal for that person.
Okay.
So if that person becomes very depressed, having been a very expressive person, or equally becomes animated, having been a very shy and quiet and reserved individual, they are two things to look out for. And obviously, if there are any irregularities about money, you would keep them in mind as well. The other thing I would say is, beware of people who become preoccupied with electronic devices and become withdrawn and that kind of thing.
Okay. I just had a text in saying, I'm a woman in my 30s, and although I've never gambled, I did a lot of online shopping during the pandemic, and I still find it hard to stop myself sometimes because all of the ads that are constantly popping up on my social media, even though I try to block them. Has Michael ever come across many people who are finding the same thing?
Yeah, we have come across cases of people who have been compulsive shoppers. And again, while it's not gambling, it can also be a very destructive situation. So I would be saying to that lady, if she could reach out and talk to somebody, it might be very helpful.
Yeah, get it now while you can. Life after treatment, can we talk about that just for a second, Michael? I mean, can you ever use the internet again?
Well, you can, but I mean, you would need to be sitting down with the professional that's dealing with you and discussing, you know, responsible ways in which to access the internet, because there are so many stimuli out there thrown at internet users now in terms of gambling and that kind of thing. So you certainly can use the internet, but there's an awful lot of other things that you need to do as well in conjunction with your service provider to make that internet use safe.
Okay. Michael, thank you so much for chatting to us again today and best of luck with everything. That is Michael Guerin. Thanks, Michael, from Coon Wira. A lot of texts coming in on this. One texter says, from a gambler who texted in earlier, it has cost me my relationship, this texter says. I have to take it a day at a time. Someone else said, I'm a gambler and spent a month in treatment in 2019. Had been 2 years clean. I relapsed last year. My partner found out after I lied to her and masked it. It has split us up. I've stopped and now I'm getting counselling. Gambling turns you into a liar, a cheat and a thief. There are so many gambling ads on TV. I can see how people who are finding it hard to kick the habit. It's so tempting. It's so tempting. It's everywhere. Oh, my God. Absolutely. If you want to get in touch with the show, please do on this topic, 51552. You can also mail me jen@rte.ie.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.